Welcome to the Events Innovator Show, where we explore the ideas and strategies that are transforming events. Get ready to unlock the secrets to creating extraordinary experiences. And now, here's your host, Phil Michon.
Well, welcome everybody to another episode of the Event Innovator Show. I am Phil Michon, and I'm so excited to be with you today. This is going to be a solo episode, because last week I spoke at an event, and I had some ahas as I watched myself and other speakers, the way we interacted and the way that the event treated us, and it's nothing against either one of those, but it caused me to step back and say, what is it as an event organizer that I love about speakers, and what are some of the things that I've seen speakers do that really make them stand out? So this is going to be a top 10 list. It'll be a shorter episode, but if you're a speaker, I think you'll find this valuable. If you're an organizer, set your speakers up for success. Let them know your expectations up front. So here we go. Number one, if you're a speaker, respond quickly and professionally. When someone sends you an email, respond as quickly as you can, as clearly as you can. If you have someone responding on your behalf, make sure that they are clear and they are speaking for you and speaking with you. Number two, hit the deadlines. If they give you a deadline for turning in your slides, for giving a title, for giving a description, headshot, whatever it might be, try to beat that deadline. Be that person that gives things early. When you do that, you're building up capital so that later, if you need to make revisions to your slides, I'm a lot more likely to say, yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to love you because you're so easy to work with. Number three, promote the event like it's yours. Number one, you want a full room. I hate showing up to an event and speaking and there's hardly anybody in the room. It feels empty. People aren't eager to be there. Number two, it's always awesome to have people that you know in the room. You could create your own meetup with them before or after or during the event. So promote. And if the event organizer is offering you an affiliate commission, all the better, but that shouldn't stop you from promoting it because it helps you, it gets your credibility out there, and it helps the event. Number four, and this one I've gotten some pushback on, but I'm going to explain. Tailor your talk to the audience. So first of all, that means get to know who the audience is and make sure your talk is addressing their needs. And that means you're going to have to talk to the organizer to understand who those people are. But don't just recycle a speech that you've given to all other events that you've been speaking at this year. The people who have done the poorest are the people that do that, who don't understand that this audience has a unique need. And that doesn't mean you need to rewrite your talk. It could just mean that you adjust some of your illustrations, maybe emphasize something a little bit different. I remember hearing John Acuff talk about this. He was on an airplane ride and he ended up sitting next to a couple of executives from the company that he was traveling to speak for. So he was able to spend an hour just asking questions and getting to know the company and what the needs were. And he could tweak his message to address those specific issues, to give some specific illustrations. It made his talk far more powerful. He didn't have to rewrite it. He just made some adjustments. And when you do that, that will stand out to the audience and it will show the organizer you've done your homework and you care about their event almost as much as they do. Number five, be more than a speaker. Absolutely, you are a speaker. You've come to deliver value, but also be a participant. So what that means is a couple things. Don't just show up and leave. Don't be one of those people that fly in, give your talk, and leave. Now, sometimes that is necessary, and we understand that as organizers that, hey, you're doing us a favor leaving an event to come in, or you've squeezed us in between another couple things or whatever might be going on. But in general, please stick around for a day, show up early, Spend time with the attendees after your talk, doing Q&A, show up at other sessions. I love Austin Armstrong and the way he does this. He will go to an event, and even if he's speaking or not, he is in the front row taking notes in every single session. Have that mindset of a student. Every speaker has something that you can learn from them. Even if you've heard them speak before, something different might stand out. You're supporting fellow speakers when you do that, and it legitimizes the event. So I, as the organizer, see you doing that, and I'm impressed that you're not just leaving and going golfing or hanging out in the green room instead of investing. Now, before your session, I totally get it. In fact, I do this. The session before mine, I'm going to be there and preparing myself mentally, physically for what's getting ready to come up. But the rest of the event, be there, be present. All right, number six, prepare technically and make sure you triple check everything. All of us hate those tech things that go wrong. So make sure that your slides are working. Get there early if there's anything tricky about your presentation and make sure it's actually working. But sometimes you might just want to eliminate those things. If you're worried about videos working, maybe it makes more sense not to use them if you can't get there early, if you don't have confidence, or have a backup plan. So the worst thing in the world is if your presentation requires a lot of technology and the technology fails and you don't have a backup plan. Number seven, honor the time limit like a pro. You know, we as organizers have a strict schedule that we're trying to stick to. And even though it might look like there's a long break, there's a reason for it. Like in my example, we have a 30-minute break between sessions. And that's because it takes that long to transfer from one speaker to the next to make sure the next speaker has everything ready. We could try to do it shorter, but it ends up stressing all the people in the back of house and at the front of house out. And so it's better for that. And a 30-minute break is an awesome time for networking, for resetting your mind and your body. So if you're a speaker, though, honor that time limit. If you see the clock going down to zero, or you see a signal from the audience zero, they probably don't care if you go 1 or 2 minutes long, but don't go 5 or 10. I've seen speakers do this where they say, what are they going to do? Not bring me back? And that's literally what's going to happen. If you don't honor the time limit and you've not been treating us well elsewhere when you go long, that's going to be a ding against you. So go and stick to that, practice it, make sure that you know exactly where you are in their time. But on the flip side, don't go so fast through it that you can't, that you've left like so much time you can't even answer questions in all that time that's left. That also looks unprofessional. Number eight, stay flexible and gracious. Things go wrong. Things will change at the event. Tech will fail. We had one year where all of the Wi-Fi was shut down because the president was in the area and they were shutting it down within a couple mile radius, and that affected our event. Speakers were affected. The whole event was affected. You don't know when something's going to go wrong. So if you're a speaker and something's happened outside of your control and the organizer's control, just be gracious. Try to jump in and be helpful if you can. Number nine, engage with attendees offstage. We've already said that about Q&A, but I love Mark Schaefer and the way he will, throughout an event when he's not speaking, he'll just be present. He goes into a networking plaza. He goes and hangs out and just spends time with people in the hallway. He'll be helpful to them. He'll answer questions, whatever it might be. He hosts some other events. So make sure you take time to do that. Number 10, express gratitude publicly and privately. So when you're done with the event, send a handwritten note, a shout out on social media, a warm email. These things will stick out and matter. It's going to make it more likely that you can come back. Don't just be critical and tell them all the things that they could have done better. They might want that. They probably don't, at least not right after the event, but they will appreciate you being gracious. So more than anything, what I would say in summary is go out of your way to be the person the organizer is going to love bringing back, who's going to deliver value to the attendees. You're going to make the event better. You understand what that means to the organizer. You're serving them. They aren't there to serve you. You're there to serve them and what they are trying to do for their audience. When you do those things, you will stand out to me. You will be a hero. I will refer you to other events. I will recommend you to other organizers. I will write a recommendation on LinkedIn. I'll record a video for you. If you don't do these things, I will probably ignore your request, or, you know, I might do it half-heartedly. So I encourage you, go out of your way. Be an awesome speaker so I can rave about you. With that, thank you for listening to another episode of the Event Innovator Show. Let me know what you like about this. And if you're loving this show, make sure to give me a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Event Innovator Show. Connect with Phil on philmachon.com and be sure to subscribe and never miss an episode.